video game consoles are about to work a lot like your phone, whether you like it or not.
Project Scorpio will be the next addition to the Xbox One family.
PS4 Pro is not intended to blur the lines between console generations. Instead, the vision is to take the PS4 experience to extraordinary new levels.
And it is ultimately the next step in delivering our vision for the future of gaming beyond generations.
First and foremost, our goal is to deliver high-fidelity graphical experiences.
When it ships next year, we believe it will be the most powerful console ever built.
With that in mind, we more than doubled the power of the GPU and adopted many new features from the AMD Polaris architecture, as well as several even beyond it.
PlayStation 4 Pro was finally revealed at the September 7th special stage presentation by Sony. The space was a little small and muffled for my taste, but maybe that was just coming out of the Apple presser that did that to me. The rumored name PlayStation Neo was gone, and in its place was the word Pro. A little boring and uninspired, but there it is. And it's the next thing they're counting on you buying. Also, they want you to buy it later this year. And even though it was Sony that had the first rumors cranking away well before E3 in June, it would be Microsoft who, at that same show, it would show their cards first with the announcement of Project Scorpio, what they refer to as a new member of the Xbox One family. Oh, and they want you to buy that in 2017. So I should note here, both companies also announced slim new designs of their existing consoles, the S model for the Xbox One and the Slim for Sony. At best, these are examples of console giants tossing a bone to those who feel like they're being left in the dust by new hardware. Even if you just bought one of the existing SKUs, at least you know there are others with tight wallets sticking with the barely three-year-old components, right? That's my theory anyway. Now, I could spend a bunch of time going over the finer details regarding the various components of the devices, the differences regarding the power of the two set-tops, their advantages over previous models and each other. Hell, I could go on for days just regarding the sort of goofy disconnect we all have as consumers as to what they mean when they say 4K or what they mean when they say HDR. Nope, I'm not going to cover all of that. Instead, I want to talk about the part of this that some are talking about, but few are grasping the full implications of, and that's this. Consoles are about to be just like your cell phones, at least from a business model and upgrade cycle point of view. If there's anything that Apple and Samsung have learned, and learned quickly, it's that people want new phones, and they want them every year. Well, not everyone, but I'll get to that in a minute. Let's take Apple, for example, since they've been sort of doing the smartphone grind for the longest now. They come out with a new phone. People buy it. And it's capable of all sorts of things. Until you find out there's a new one coming the very next fall. And then that one's going to let you do a whole bunch of other things. A whole bunch of new things in addition to the cool stuff you're already doing now. And in Congress with willing service providers, these phones have lots of tempting and convenient service plans that make it very easy and more likely that you'll graduate to a new device in a year or two tops. Gone are the days when you'd buy a crappy flip phone and use it for 6 years. Got a Note 6, gotta have a Note 7. Unless it explodes. I'm sure they'll fix that. Have an iPhone 6, gotta have a 7 this year. Oh, they keep the last gen of phones around for the more frugal among us, or of course that ever-shrinking population that sees no need in upgrading. Is this impending console future starting to look a little familiar to you now? While we're likely looking at an easing in process from both brands, there's no doubt in my mind that nobody wants, at least not in the console building world, to go back to the 8 to 10 year hardware cycle. They want your money more often than that, and I predict they're probably going to get it. Years of building subscription services of various types, like Xbox Live, PlayStation View, and the like, well, they're a lot like this too. all the things that were once the norm in PC gamers' lives are now pretty common on consoles. And seeing all this move to a business model based on the proliferation of mobile seems kind of natural, if not inevitable. The big unanswered question for me is this: will consumers and gamers accept it? In lots of ways, it was easy for the mobile world, given that they started this way from the get-go. None of it seemed odd to anyone. But gaming consoles? Multiple decades of spending once, feed that machine for 8 years or so, and then upgrade. Kind of hard to create that kind of change in thinking, isn't it? Maybe they're up to the challenge. But more importantly, since we already upgrade phones, tablets, computers more often than we used to, do we have room for yet another $400 bill every fall? Maybe every couple of falls? It's going to be kind of crowded. If I sound like I'm not sure, it sort of makes my point for me. We're heading into new territory, and we're doing it with an old crowd with lots of previously held expectations. For me, they're going to have to convince me with fair business tactics and compelling games. Compelling games, once again. The only thing that matters, right? Always comes back to this. You can change the forks around at the play setting, but you still have to eat the meat. Here's hoping they pay plenty of attention to the meat. Meat. Boop is a production of the Frog Pants Network, and me, Scott Johnson. Today's episode was brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. Build a beautiful website with all the templates and tools you need, sell things that you want to online, talk to the world in the way that you want to, on both mobile and desktop, with responsive design. Head on over to squarespace.com right now and try the free trial. Get 14 days for free, even without a credit card, and if you decide to stay, use the code BOOP, that's B-O-O-P, at checkout, and you'll save 10%. That's squarespace.com/boop today. For more information about this show and ways to contact me, visit frogpants.com/boop. See you next time.